What if everything you thought about workplace culture was backwards? Ray Dalio started Bridgewater Associates in his two-bedroom apartment in 1975, armed with an unconventional belief that brutal honesty, not polite harmony, builds extraordinary organizations. Today, Bridgewater manages $160 billion, making it the world's largest hedge fund. But this book isn't really about hedge funds or finance. It's about a radical experiment in human potential. Dalio spent decades documenting the principles that transformed his scrappy startup into a global powerhouse, initially sharing them freely online before publishing. Tech giants like Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg credit these ideas as foundational to their own leadership. The central premise challenges everything we've been taught about professional relationships. What if the path to excellence runs directly through discomfort, through the very conversations we've been trained to avoid? Most organizations treat truth delicately. Dalio weaponizes it as the primary growth tool. At Bridgewater, meetings are recorded and accessible to all. Junior analysts publicly challenge the CEO. Critical feedback happens face-to-face, often with witnesses. This creates an idea meritocracy where the best argument wins, regardless of rank. When a 25-year-old analyst can force the founder to defend positions with logic rather than authority, better decisions emerge. Those who speak behind others' backs are called slimy weasels. The real insight isn't that honesty matters. We know that. It's that ego barriers prevent us from accessing truth. We instinctively defend ourselves when confronted with weaknesses, creating humanity's biggest problem, our inability to see ourselves clearly. Dalio's equation is simple. Pain plus reflection equals progress. Those who avoid pain through denial repeat mistakes endlessly. Those who embrace it evolve rapidly. The most successful people don't avoid failure. They fail productively, extracting maximum learning from each setback. Unlike other species that evolve through natural selection over millennia, humans can consciously direct their own evolution. Dalio suggests visualizing two yous. You1 designs and manages your life, while you2 is simply one resource among many. This perspective creates crucial objectivity. When you2 lacks necessary skills, you1 should fire yourself from that role without hesitation, just as you'd replace any underperforming resource. This mental model solves a common problem. We conflate identity with current capabilities. When we struggle, we take it personally rather than seeing it as a design problem. A factory manager discovering a defective machine doesn't have an existential crisis. They fix or replace it. At Bridgewater, weaknesses aren't hidden. They're documented on baseball cards, tracking each person's strengths and limitations. These assessments guide development and role assignment, ensuring people are positioned where their natural abilities shine. The timeline matters. New behaviors require about 18 months of consistent practice to become internalized, moving from conscious effort to unconscious competence. Most goal-setting frameworks fail because they're too vague or too rigid. Dalio's five-step process offers a flexible yet systematic approach that acknowledges both human psychology and practical constraints. First, set clear goals, not watered-down versions you think are achievable. Distinguish between goals, what you genuinely want, and desires, immediate gratifications that undermine them. Physical fitness is a goal, eating unhealthy food is a conflicting desire. Second, identify problems blocking your progress with precision. I can't get enough sleep is a cause, not the problem itself, which might be, I'm performing badly because I'm tired. Third, diagnose root causes rather than reacting to symptoms. Root causes describe what someone is like, I'm forgetful, while proximate causes are specific actions, I didn't check the schedule. Only addressing root causes eliminates problems permanently. Fourth, design solutions like a movie script, visualizing who does what through time. Think of each problem as a machine producing bad outcomes that needs redesigning. Finally, execute with discipline by prioritizing ruthlessly and forcing yourself to do necessary tasks. The crucial insight? These steps require different talents. Recognize your weaknesses through honest self-reflection and design around them. Hire executors if execution isn't your strength. Partner with diagnosticians if diagnosis is your weakness. At Bridgewater, every work conversation can be recorded for company-wide review. Colleagues openly discuss your weaknesses while you listen. The newest intern challenges your ideas without fear. This radical transparency initially shocks new employees, what Dalio calls the holy shit phase. Performance reviews involve 10 colleagues offering direct feedback. People watch recordings of senior leaders debating their capabilities. Most adapt and appreciate the benefits: faster learning, authentic relationships, better decisions. As one employee noted, it's simple, just don't filter. The exhausting pretense of appearing different externally versus internally disappears. When people align outer behavior with inner reality, they become more connected to their values and capable of peak performance. Mistakes aren't concealed, they're celebrated as learning opportunities. Each properly analyzed mistake prevents thousands of future errors. This approach has boundaries. Privacy matters for personal issues, but the default is openness. Dishonesty, however, is never tolerated. When someone is caught being dishonest, the costs of keeping them vastly outweigh any benefits. The ultimate expression of these principles is creating what Dalio calls the machine, a self-improving system of people, culture, and processes that consistently produces excellent results. The machine begins with culture, shared values guiding behavior when nobody's watching. At Bridgewater, this centers on radical truth and transparency. Without cultural clarity, groups gravitate toward mediocrity. People form the second component. Match individuals to roles by understanding what attributes matter most. Recognize that people think fundamentally differently, some analytical and sequential, others holistic and intuitive. These aren't flaws, but indicators of suitability for different roles. Bridgewater uses personality assessments to leverage diverse thinking styles. Organizational design should minimize problems while maximizing opportunities. Build around goals rather than tasks. Clear reporting lines prevent confusion. Nobody should report to two departments. Keep the manager to staff ratio around 1-5, never exceeding 1-10. For self-improvement, use robust feedback mechanisms, issues logs, performance metrics, surveys, and independent auditors. These create a feedback loop that gives responsible people the power to modify the machine to produce better outcomes. When properly designed, this creates a virtuous cycle. Better outcomes lead to better diagnosis, producing better design, resulting in even better outcomes. This explains how a two-bedroom apartment operation became the world's largest hedge fund. Dalio's principles don't promise comfort. They offer a systematic path to becoming more capable, honest, and effective. Growth is painful, your ego will resist, and meaningful change takes years. Most people feel inspired but never implement. The real question, will you create environments where truth flows freely even when it stings? Where mistakes become learning opportunities rather than shameful secrets? Where you examine yourself with the same objective clarity you'd apply to any system needing improvement? We live in a world selling productivity in pills and wisdom in weekend workshops. Dalio offers something different. A decades-long experiment proving that radical honesty, systematic reflection, and evolutionary thinking can transform individuals and organizations. The principles aren't complicated, but they demand something rare: the courage to see yourself clearly and the discipline to act on what you see. Your move.